Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QIK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. It's Mark and Melanie. Friday has arrived, everybody. I know when you wake up, you may be a little disheveled and a little confused. Like, what's going on? Where are we? What's the deal? Friday is here. It's landed.
We made it. The weekend is upon us.
Just hours away.
Turn that morning alarm off.
We could do this, people. I'm really excited. I think this is a cool day. Melanie and I, we're going to go zip lining today.
I've never been before either.
Man, I have before, but it's been a long time. But I'll tell you, the rush, kind of the buzz you get off of zip lining is pretty incredible. Because for a minute, you're totally out of control. Like you have no control.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you have gravity, which
slightly terrifies me. I'm very, very excited about it. But that part kind of terrifies me, as well as the heights part.
I think you're going so fast. I don't know, Kevin, you've been before. I mean,
you both have been?
Yeah, it's fun. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, going up, though, I know what you're saying. And the first time I did it, I was like, that's a little higher than I thought.
Yeah, because you're like, wow, we're going up there. And
yeah.
But once you get there,
you
freak yourself out right before you go, right, on the first time, my first time. But then while you're going down, you're like, oh, my God, this is awesome. And once you get down to the
you don't want end, it to end.
Like, I didn't want it.
You don't want it to end.
You're like, I wish I could have kept going. It's fun.
Oh, I'm so excited.
That's going to be really cool. This is a good start to the weekend. So awesome video on the Mark and Melanie Facebook page all weekend of us doing this and flying around the sky.
Yeah,
I remember when I jumped out of an airplane once, mm-hmm. and it was the craziest thing. I remember jumping out of the airplane, and there's a planned thing. I was skydiving. It wasn't like I was.
Well, I hope you didn't just jump.
I wasn't
out of
like
airplane.
On a Delta flight, and I was like, I gotta go. But I jumped out. And I remember I looked back over and I saw the plane that I jumped out of, and it was like it was going so slow. Like life just became so slow.
I was like, that terrifies.
I was like,
me.
Let me get this right. I just jumped out of that plane. I am now flying the sky. I was like, whoa, man. It was really cool.
That is crazy. Well, I'm excited about the adrenaline and just the whole experience because, I mean, so many people have done it, like you two have already, and I haven't. So we're going to FLG Tampa. It's an adventure course and zip lining. And it's going to be a little bit of a workout as well because
that's what I'm looking forward to. A couple of the guys at the station were talking about, hey, this is like a workout. I was like, cool, because I'm going to miss the gym today and go do this instead. So I'm excited to kind of do something new and different.
Same.
Because I feel like with these kind of workouts, you get some adrenaline instead of like the same old routines every day. Like this is some unexpected adrenaline. And stuff.
Totally.
So I'm excited about that. So check out the Mark and Melanie Facebook page all weekend long. We'll have videos and clips and stuff like that. And Melanie, maybe I don't know, running for her life, screaming
I may
for
have
her
a
life.
Nervous breakdown. Before
nervous
I go
breakdown.
Do it.
All that stuff.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK.
Here's my boy Kenny, 99.5 QIK. It's my boy Kenny right
you
there.
You are so obsessed with Kenny Chesney.
It's my spirit animal.
Oh my gosh, you've met him before?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you able to speak? I feel like you would fangirl over him.
No, we're the same size.
Were you able to speak?
Yeah, we're boys. We're dogs.
Okay, I didn't know if you got starstruck because you're just in love with
I'm
him.
Heading down to the island next weekend, Kenny.
Oh, so in your dreams.
Just nothing major planned, just some cold beer.
You wish.
Listen, Game of Thrones. Yes, I do wish, by the way. Game of Thrones this Sunday. This is the finale. And listen to this. Based on the amount of people that have called off work all through this last season, it's projected that 10.7 million people are going to skip work after Game of Thrones.
Get out of here.
10.7 million people. That's got to be close to what skips after the Super Bowl. 10 million people? How many people live in New York City? It's like 12 million people, I think, live in New York. This is like the entire New York City just not going to work. Unbelievable. First off, I haven't seen this show this year. So, and all I'm hearing about is negativity.
Yeah, like, Kevin's the only one that on our show watches it.
Kevin, would this be worth skipping work for you on Monday?
No, absolutely not. It's not that good
this year. Not this year, right? There'd be other seasons where you would have skipped the finale.
Yes.
All right, so if you're a boss or something out there and people start calling in Monday, this is the reason why. If I can get off work Monday, I will start watching the show all weekend. But that'd be the only reason why.
Oh, yeah, I'll start binge-watching now
To try to get the minute. So to you 10 million people out there, enjoy your three-day weekend.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK. Deep fried Nashville, 99.5 QIK.
Oh, man, I already got my Christmas wish ready to go. Luke Bryan, you know, he's made Crash My Playa famous. This is like his baby, okay?
Yeah.
Well, the headliners have been announced for Crash My Playa in Mexico. It, of course, is Luke Bryan and Jason Aldean.
Oh, my gosh. Two of the biggest names right now.
Two nights, four-day event. Jason making his debut on the third night. This is just crazy. And this is the sixth year for the event. They moved resorts to the Moon Palace Golf and Spa Resort. But, man, I got to tell you, this is the spot. It's happening May 22nd. May 22nd. So you've got, I don't know, a little while to figure this out.
All right, I'm checking airfare right now.
Well, here's my thing. If you can work this out and get down there, you may not have to ever see another country concert again for like a year. I mean, this is it. You're on a resort in Mexico, Luke Bryan, Jason Aldean.
Man, so much tequila, too. Just think about it. It would be so much fun.
I'm talking about Luke and Jason, and there goes Melanie off to tequila land again.
Well, I'm just saying, you just add that in, and it just, you know, it amplifies it.
Makes it a little bit better. All right.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Self-checkouts, you either love them or you hate them. All right, it's just the way it is. You go into a store, you know, Publix, Walmart, wherever, and you see the self-checkout, and you have a feeling. Like, there's a feeling inside about it.
A debate. Like, do I go to it? Do I not?
It's a moral dilemma is what it is. All right, Melanie's going to tell your feelings on it next. 99.5 QYK. All right, here's why I'm not into self-checkouts, okay? And I think I make some compelling reasons. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. First off, they're dirtier. You're touching a lot of things that other people have touched, okay?
Yes.
Second off, I have this weird thing that when I'm doing a self-checkout, that they're watching me on a camera and they think that I'm going to try to steal something.
Yeah, I feel guilty when I go through a self-checkout, even though I'm not stealing anything.
Why do you feel guilty if you're not stealing anything now?
It just makes, I don't know, why do you feel like you're doing something wrong when a cop's behind you? I don't know the answer. I just don't like that feeling. Like, you see at Target, you're on that little screen.
Oh, I know.
You can see yourself, and I'm like, did it ring up? Okay, it's there. Like, I like slowly put it in the back. Like, it's in here.
Do you look at the screen and see how you look, by the way?
Oh, no, I hate how I look on there. I avoid it.
I do too, like, but I look anyway just to see.
No.
All right, so do you use the self-checkouts?
Only if for some reason Target is super understaffed and there's a very, very, very long line. They direct you over there. They're like, would you like self-checkout? I'm like, no, that's why I'm in this line, but
they
fine.
They did that to me the other day, and I was like, I'm no thanks. And they're like, you sure? Because I only had like four things. I was like, no. I was like, I just, flu's going around. I don't want to touch all that stuff. And they're like, okay. Kevin, you use it all the time. You love it.
I do love it. If it's open, I'm definitely going to it.
But this is funny. You know, I know people who passionately get upset when the self-checkout's not available. Then I know other people that get upset when the self-checkout is only available. Like, you have to live on one side of the world or the other.
Yeah, you either absolutely love it or you do not use it.
All right, we need your text now. Which way do you fall on this? Self-checkout or no way? 800-992-1099. Shoot us a text if you're using the self-checkout. But you got to think about the germ thing.
I didn't even think about the germ thing. Honestly, I didn't even think about that. I just don't like that it's always a hassle. So the last time the guy goes, oh, miss, like, just come over here and use the self-checkout. I was like, no, I'm good. And I just had a couple items. I had a couple cards that I needed for Mother's Day.
Hmm.
And so he's like, no, really, like, it's fine. I'm like, okay, fine. So I go over there, ring up the card, and then I put it in the bag. Well, cards are so light, and immediately it's like, please place your item in the bag.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, it's in the bag.
Scale. It's a scale.
It's in the bag.
And then when that thing starts talking to you, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You're probably also sending some secret message to some security room that I'm probably trying to steal something.
And I feel guilty.
And then,
card right here is in the bag.
Have someone there monitoring you.
Then why doesn't that person just check me out then? That's what
you.
I don't understand.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
If that person's there, like, just check me out.
And then the red light starts flashing because someone needs to come over.
Oh. I think I have surveillance anxiety. Like, I see that black thing with the, I know the camera's in it, you know what I mean? And it's like, I know you're watching me. I know you think I'm doing something wrong. My God. Shoot us a text now. It's QYK. Dirk's Living, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. So we're in this discussion about the self-checkouts. Man, people either love them or hate them. Kevin loves self-checkouts. He'll go, that's his go-to all the time. I'm like, no, I'd stay away at germs. And if you don't do something right, the machine starts yelling at you. And then I'm like, oh, no, people think I'm trying to steal.
Yep.
Melanie, you're kind of in between. You try to avoid self-checkout, but if you got to do it, you'll do it.
Yeah, I honestly hate it. The only reason I do it is because the line is just so insanely long sometimes at Target.
But Sherry just called. She had a great idea. She said, you know what people ought to do is these companies, they should give you a percentage off your bill if you go through the self-checkout, more people would use it. Like, get some rewards points or something.
I think that's so smart.
Because it keeps the lines down. Like, for the people that are going through the cashier checkout.
Totally.
A super idea.
And it makes everybody happier, better customer experience, because you're not waiting in a long line.
Melissa is hanging on. She, like me, kind of has that fear of touching all those dirty self-checkout buttons and everything like that. Right, Melissa?
And I use my knuckle, so I don't use my tip of my finger, because you touch more things with that. So if I have to use the screen, I use my knuckle.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do that too, but I've done this. I don't think that works either, though. So I have this new thing. No, I take my shirt and I put my hand on the inside of my shirt and I touch the thing with my shirt, with my hand on the inside of my shirt.
Do you ever think that the people watching the security cameras, they're like, this guy's starting to strip in the self-checkout lane.
I've got my arms inside my clothes pressed up against their screen.
Feeling himself. Yeah. What is going on?
I'm surprised the screen works with your shirt, though.
True.
Cool.
Oh, it does. I lean right up against that thing. Trust me.
Oh, my God. Yep.
Just wear some long sleeves next time, and then you have the... have it on you.
I'm going to start blowing on the thing. I'm not going to touch it. I'm just going to blow on the buttons I want.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. 99.5 QIK.
It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. Two songs away. It's brand new. I Love You, Man. I'm going to call a guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Talk to him. Okay. Then I'm going to say, I love you, man. The question is, will he say I love you back? We'll do Kane Brown, we'll do Brantley now, and then I Love You, Man. 99.5 QIK. It's Kane Brown, 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, Mark and Melanie. All right, let's do this. Here we go. This is an all-new I Love You, Man. You call a guy I don't know. You know these stores that sell everything for a dollar? Love these stores.
Yeah, they're called dollar stores. I've heard of them.
Usually correct. we're going to call and talk to a guy. I was thinking about, man, what if they sold beer? Like six packs of beer? Do you know what a deal that would be at a dollar store?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
All right, we're ringing through right now. We're ringing, we're calling. We're going to see if this guy has a beer. And then I'm going to say I love you. Will he tell me he loves me back? I love you, man.
I'll help you.
Yeah, I got a question. You guys by chance sell beer?
No. Yeah. No tobacco or alcohol.
Oh, man. Because, you know, I saw everything's a dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, dude, wouldn't that be something if they sold beer?
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Like a six-pack for a dollar, you know?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, we got the six-pack of water if you need that.
I don't think that's going to do the job, though.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Man, now, like, let me just, you know, like, off the record, like, do y'all have, like, a secret beer club and you do sell beer and you're not telling me, or?
No, I wish.
Okay. Because I was doing the math, even, like, a six-pack of beer, that'd be, like, right. 17 cents a beer.
Right, that's crazy. Yep.
Dude, that blows my mind. Like, blows my mind crazy.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Sorry about that.
Hey, maybe one day, bro. Don't give up on the dream.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. Maybe one day. I'm sure we'd sell it.
All right, well, listen, I love you, man.
All right, love you too, man. Have a good day.
All right, brother. Bye.
Yes! You got one!
Buddy, that's two in a row!
Ladies and gentlemen, an I Love You, Man instant replay.
All right, love you too, man. Have a good day.
Ooh. All right, brother. Bye.
Got it.
Great. Now, the bad news is they don't sell six-packs of beer for a dollar.
They do not.
But on the bright side, he did say I love you.
Well done.
There you go. It's 99.5 QIK, Eric Church.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with Mark and Melanie on 99.5 QIK.
It's Old Dominion, 99.5 QIK. Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. All right, so listen, right now, Old Dominion. Tickets for you to hang out with those guys at the Yuengling Center. It's going to be a fantastic show. Those guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
Then you're qualified. This big.
I would love to win this.
We're going to fly you to Nashville. You're hooked up with a hotel. And then you're going to this little private. It's for CMA Music Fest, right? Old Dominion's going to be there. But you're getting this private performance from the guys in the HGTV Lodge in Nashville. So that's what you're qualified
HGTV.
For.
Love Old Dominion. I want to go to Nashville. Just all around. This sounds amazing.
Quick favorite Old Dominion story. They opened for Kenny last year. Okay, when Kenny kicked off his tour at Raymond James. And they were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, awesome, awesome, awesome. And afterwards, they went out into the parking lot at Raymond James. Just a couple of parking spaces that were empty. They put a couple chairs there, and somebody wheeled out a pony keg, and they sat there and drank beer.
What?
And people were walking.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, but people were walking by, and most people didn't know who they were. Because nobody would believe that Old Dominion would be
sitting there. Yeah, just a bunch of guys hanging out. Yeah.
And it was that. And I walked by, and I was like, Matt. And he's like, what's up, man? I was like, Jesus Christ. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, what? He's like, oh, I just had to get a break. It's hot in there, you know? And I was like, yeah. So you wheeled out a pony keg into the parking lot of Raymond James? Like, yeah, dude, it's cool out here, man. That's how they are, though. Like, they're so guys next door.
I love that.
Really, really cool. So call us now, callers 9 and 10. We're playing the name game for these Old Dominion tickets, 800-992-1099. You'll be the MVP of the weekend, kicking off the weekend with Old Dominion tickets.
Yes.
Plus, you're qualified.
This is the best
part.
Man,
get to Nashville. We got you on the plane, on the jet. We got you the hotel. And then you're there hanging out, a private performance. It's you and Old Dominion in the HGTV Lodge. Man, this is just big.
And it's during CMA Fest. So think of all the other celebrities you may see.
You may not come back. That might be a one-way ticket to Nashville. I wouldn't blame you either. That'd be awesome. All right, Jacob and Brian, our contestants this morning. Jacob, you were the ninth caller, so we're going to start with you first. We're going to give you a category.
Hello.
Hey, Jacob. We're going to give you a category. You're going to have 5 seconds to name something in that category. After you do, Brian, you'll have 5 seconds to name something else. Then you guys will go back and forth until the first person runs out of names in that category. All right, Jacob, we got 5 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Your category is... Today, Melly and I, we're going ziplining.
Yes, my first time ever. I'm so excited.
It's going to be absolutely awesome.
We're a little nervous.
Up to Brooksville.
Yes, FLG is the ziplining place that we're going to.
All right, we're jacked up, excited about this. So the category is outdoor activities. Jacob, go.
Hiking, swimming, fishing, hunting, running, baseball, football, soccer. Basketball. Hang gliding. Oh.
5 seconds is up, Jacob. I'm sorry, brother.
Brian winning with the hang gliding.
Brian,
wow.
Hang gliding is way into Old Dominion at the Yingling Center, dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, man, and you're qualified, like I said, for that trip to Nashville CMA Fest and Old Dominion in the HGTV Lodge, dude. It's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
At 7:40 on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Well, I am on the path to becoming a multi-millionaire. 99.5 QYK.
Share the money?
I'm going to share with you how I'm doing it. Oh. I'm going to share with you how I'm doing it. I'll tell you next.
I just want to cut.
Kevin. Listen, everyone's got their hand out, man. Listen, I want to cut. Kevin, you want to cut too, don't you?
Of course I do.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, we work with you every single morning.
Right. I'm going to tell you I did. And everyone was laughing at me a year ago when I did this. And now I'm on the path to becoming a multimillionaire. I'm going to tell you next I did it. Unbelievable. You want to listen to this right after Eli Young there. 99.5 QIK. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right, so a year ago. Remember Bitcoin, right? How Bitcoin was crazy a year ago?
Yes, everybody was buying it. Well, it was cryptocurrency or something.
Yeah.
It was too confusing for me.
It got up to $20,000 for one Bitcoin, all right? And then since it sunk, it got down to like $2,000. So I bought this knockoff thing called Litecoin. Don't laugh at me.
Knockoff.
It was a poor man's Bitcoin. So that's what I bought. It was $400, right? And I was like, well, this is...
You spent $400 on imaginary money?
It's not imaginary money. It's a cryptocurrency. It's a crypto.
Is it real? Can I put it in my hand? Is it real?
You imagine it in your hand.
Do they send you a coin?
No.
Well, is this like one of those things?
That show yesterday where you have to have a coin, okay? It's on my iPhone.
Is this like one of those things where they send, you can like name a star, you know, but you don't actually get anything?
You're so stupid. Okay. All right, hold on. I bought it for $400, okay? The price went down to, it sunk to $30.
Unbelievable.
I just checked yesterday, because I haven't checked in months. I've been so depressed. And I was hoping my wife would forget that I bought this.
Yeah.
It's up to $90 now.
Buddy,
back on the upswing.
To 90, and you spent $400 on it?
Don't worry about what I spent. Let's focus on...
No, I'm definitely focusing on what you spent.
It's tripled since you last checked.
It's tripled since I last checked. And Bitcoin, by the way, is back up to $8,000. Over 1 week period, Bitcoin went $4,000 to $8,000. You would have doubled your money had you bought in at $4,000. Now, the people that bought into 20,000 are still a little upside down. I get that, but hey.
A little upside down.
That's a little
down.
Bit upside down. That's a little sideways, but that it's going to fix itself. It's going to fix itself. It's going to correct.
All right. Well, I have a deal for you, right. An investment. You give me $400, and I'll give you 90 back.
Ooh.
And then it's like the same thing.
But when you put it that way, then this is terrible, and it makes me feel terrible. But it keeps going and going and going and going. So, folks, don't give up on your dreams. That's all I'm trying to tell you, okay? My Litecoin, the poor man's Bitcoin, has skyrocketed to $90 from $30. And Bitcoin has doubled to $8,000.
So we're going to come to work on Monday, right?
Huh? You guys are. Not, you don't know what I have my Litecoin. I have my island bought by
Monday. You're not rich today. Sorry.
Back to reality. It's Thomas Rhett on QYK.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK.
Right, what are the top three most downloaded country music songs in Tampa Bay this past week? What are we all spending our money on buying? We'll tell you next, QYK. Top three country music downloads in Tampa Bay, 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. All right, this is what we all spent our money on in Tampa Bay this past week. All right, the top three songs. Here was song number three.
I just wanna wake up every day here in this bed.
Kane Brown. You know, his wife just graduated from college.
I did. I saw her post.
It was really cool. She did a long Instagram post about it, and she was talking about what it was like to be on the bus with Kane, traveling all around doing the shows, and how after the shows, they'd all be partying and everything, and she's like, lock herself in the back bedroom, and she's like, I just have to study, study, study. So great job for her doing that, man.
Yeah, good for her.
I can't imagine being on tour with your husband and studying for college. That's got to be, like, there's a million distractions out there for that.
Oh, my gosh. You have to be so motivated and disciplined, because I would want to be right there partying with him.
So, Kane Brown had number three. Here is the number two most downloaded song in Tampa Bay this past week.
I'm going to need some whiskey glasses.
Morgan Wallen.
I want to see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new.
It's funny, when you listen to these lyrics, it is what a breakup is. You just sit around imagining the other person doing whatever, and then you're like, yeah, forget it. I'll just drink my way through this. Poor Morgan Wallen. But he's got number two most downloaded song in Tampa Bay. Great job. All right, here is number one. This got the most downloads in Tampa Bay this past week.
I saw the light sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy riverside. Getting
Blake.
Baptized in holy water and shine with the dogs running.
It's God's Country.
Love this song.
You know what people don't talk enough about with this song? I know we talked about it briefly when this came out. The beginning, it's that Brooks and Dunn.
It sounds a lot like it.
It sounds like that. The
I saw the light in a sunrise sitting back in a 40 on the muddy river.
What song is that Brooks and Dunn? I saw it. Is that
I
Brand
saw
New
the
Man?
Light, I was baptized.
I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
I saw the light in a sunrise.
It's like a quick little sample. Little bit, there's something there about
that.
It
sounds very, very similar.
Ooh.
But maybe that's why I like it so
much. Next controversy. Blake ripped off Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, no.
Stop creating drama.
Heard it here first. Anyway, congratulations to those guys. Get the top three most downloaded country songs in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay's morning crew. 99.5 QYK.
Rascal Flatts tickets. Let's do this. 99.5 QYK. It's Mark and Melanie. Tampa Bay's morning crew. Show's 1 week from today. 1 week from today.
Right around the corner, and it kicks off the summer concert series.
Man, start hydrating right now. Get ready for that. It's going to be a huge party next week. Excited to see y'all out there. Be out on the tailgate lots running around.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe,
Playing some beer pong.
Little key. Maybe playing some beer pong with you. Stuff like that.
Yes. Hopefully someone has some cornhole. I suck at it, but I like playing.
No. You don't suck at it. Everybody's great at it. When you're out there drinking, everybody's good at corn.
No, you haven't
Everyone's
seen me.
The champ.
You have not seen me throw a beanbag.
All right, so let's get the tickets right now. Here's what we're going to do. Rascal Raps for Rascal Flatts. If you can rap your favorite Rascal Flatts song, any piece of the song, doesn't have to be the whole song, any piece of the song. This was the winner from yesterday. I'll give you a quick example.
It's like a storm that cuts the path. It breaks your will. It feels like that.
That's exactly right. And then she kept going and going, and then she went. She won the tickets. Rascal Flatts, 800 992-1099. Call us now and win those Rascal Flatts tickets. You're also qualified for a little backstage VIP performance from Rascal Flatts. That's Runaway June by Moe and Drinks. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Melanie, Tampa Bay's morning crew. All right. We got you Rascal Flatts tickets right now. We're doing Rascal Raps. We've been doing this all week. And for all y'all that have called and done this, look, I get this is totally out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
But this has been a lot of fun and really cool you guys to call and rap these Rascal Flatts songs.
Yeah.
So we get another winner here. We're going to find somebody here. Let's go to Katie and see if Katie can do it. Katie, welcome. What Rascal Flatts song do you want to rap?
What hurts the most?
That's like a... I mean, that is like a hardcore country broken heart song.
Yeah.
And you're going to turn this into a rap, Katie.
Yes.
You are a disturbed woman, and I love it. All right, Katie, let's do this.
Okay. What hurts the most is being so close and having so much to say and watching you walk away and never knowing what could have been. That's all I got.
You're like the cutest rapper. She's laughing through it. I don't know that I've ever heard a rapper do that. It's a new technique.
Yeah, this new...
I obviously can tell how far out of my comfort zone this is.
I know, but I love your laugh, though.
Thank you.
I feel like just on that alone, the fact that she gave it her best shot, she said she's out of her comfort zone, we've got to go ahead and give them to her.
Melanie is...
Oh, my God.
Melanie is melting for your laugh, so congratulations, yeah. Katie. You got it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We'll see you next week, Katie. Next Friday night, Rascal Flatts.
It'll be easy to spot her. She'll just be one giggle away.
Can we get all... All right, so here are all her laughs in that quick phone call. All of her laughs put together. Here they are. There you go. That's Katie. She does have a great laugh, though.
Yes.
That's great.
You can't help but laugh when you hear it.
That laugh's going to get you far in life, girl. It's 99.5 QIK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.